So I have to share this with you. I sometimes get pretty excited talking about health information technology, and so I, as I go along, I may have a tendency to start talking faster and faster. So you have all my permission to interrupt me and say, whoa, slow down, dude, you're talking way too fast. So what I'm here to talk about is the Wisconsin Health Information Exchange, who, in partnership with the Milwaukee Health Department and the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership, set out to demonstrate through metrics the benefits of the Information Exchange's Emergency Department Linking Project, which I'll explain in a minute, as well as to improve the timeliness in communicable disease reporting and reduce the workload for hospital infection control practitioners and public health agencies. So the problems were that many people don't have a primary care physician, and so they go to the emergency room for all their health care. And so we decided that the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership needed to identify a way to measure how many people are going to the emergency room, and if there was a way to track the referrals to other clinics where they could find a primary medical home. So the Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership is actually five of the regional health organizations in Southeast Wisconsin, along with four federally qualified health centers and county and state human services. So their goal was to improve ED care coordination across the community and the cost effectiveness of care for all patients, primarily concentrating on the uninsured and Medicaid patients with chronic conditions. Secondly, we all know that manual reporting is often slow and incomplete information, and waiting for laboratory diagnosis is often delayed, and a lot of times lacks the important information, which requires public health to do additional follow-up. So the objectives that we were identified was to develop an evaluation metric to measure the impact of the ED Linking Project, which uses real-time emergency department patient data to improve and rationalize access to care by helping patients find a primary medical home. Secondly, we wanted to design a communicable disease reporting module for the information exchange that would alert infection control practitioners about possible reportable conditions in a more timely manner and reduce spreading of communicable infections in the hospital and assist public health with getting notified in a more timely manner. So the Wisconsin Health Information Exchange basically had a first implementation of this ED Linking Project, which went live in March of 2008. It receives and displays real-time data from 14 regional hospitals and through a secure VPN. And any of the ED clinicians from any of the hospitals can see all the patient data from anyone that visits the hospitals. So what they wanted to identify was called the reverse show rate or failure rate. And as I said, that's comparing data from the medical clinics on how many people referred there return to the ED within a three-month period for a similar chief complaint. And if that equals the percentage of no-shows recorded by the medical clinics, then we thought that would be a strong correlation between no-shows and patients that return to the ED for their primary care treatment. Meanwhile, public health communicable disease epidemiologists asked, well, is there any information in the WE that could help us get more timely reports? So because a significant burden usually falls on infection control to ferret out the information that could help them identify if cases need to be reported, they sometimes have to wait for lab reports and such. And then when public health is notified, they sometimes have to call back, and they have to get more information to see about if it's a makes case definition and then contact the patient. So we thought if we could develop a communicable disease reporting module for the information exchange that would enable infection control practitioners to be more readily alerted to something, a possible reportable condition, and that way speed up the reporting timetable. So this is a example of the data grid in the WE. This is just fake data that we threw up there. But basically you can see the type of visit that the patient made and the chief complaint, which is just a free text field. We formed a task force between Waukesha County Health Department, two infection control practitioners from local hospitals, the Wisconsin Southeast Regional Office, Milwaukee Health Department, Wisconsin's Department of Public Health, and the Milwaukee Waukesha County Consortium for Emergency Preparedness. And this task force was assigned the job of coming up with the requirements for what should this interface look like for infection control people, what data elements were needed from the WEA, and how would it generate these alerts that saying, hey, there's maybe something you need to take a look at here. So there's currently in the information exchange the capability to do automatic report generation on a schedule for identifying potential hallmarks of reportable conditions. So we interviewed infection control practitioners and asked them about their workflow processes and what other kind of information would help them to match up reportable conditions with patients that had been seen in the ED. We also would like it to then automatically export that data to our Wisconsin Disease Surveillance System so that we'll eliminate the need to print out a piece of paper and then fax it and all that. So we want it to be as automated and electronic as possible. So what were our successes? Well, for the first objective, we did come up with a report template for the show rates, and there was some improvement seen in the number of ED patients that were showing up for their appointments at the health centers. But more importantly, though, we identified a potentially better way to measure those show rates, because all the hospitals, or almost all the hospitals, are using a web scheduling program called MyHealthDirect. And so when the person comes into the ED and they don't have a primary care physician, person at the ED will open up MyHealthDirect and right away schedule them for an appointment with one of the qualified health centers. And so that information is all in the scheduling program, and we think that would be a better source to get these show rates than the information exchange. But I will elaborate on that a little bit more shortly. Here's a one-month example of the referral show rate. And in this case, the referral show rate refers to the patients that visited the ER, received treatment, did not need follow-up, but also did not have a primary care physician. So the patients were referred to a clinic and with a primary care doctor, but they weren't scheduled to receive any treatment from that doctor. They were just given a new home. And so this is three of the hospitals across the bottom, and the colored lines are three different federal health centers. Then there's also the appointment show rate, which is different in that it shows cases where the patient had an appointment scheduled at the health center that was directly related to the condition that brought them to the ED, and then whether or not they showed up for that appointment. And the trend has been that over several months that the rates were improving, and more and more referred patients were actually showing up for their appointments. The second half of the objectives was to come up with this reporting module requirements document, and we did complete that and listed the data elements that we felt were critical for infection control to have access to and in an easy-to-use interface. But the end product for the project is not the module itself, but just the requirements and the functionality of what it could do. If the board of the Health Information Exchange determines that it's a valid prospect, they can then go ahead and find additional funding to actually build the module. We were just tasked with defining it. Well, in the midst of all this, along comes H1N1, and so an unexpected success was that the H1N1 outbreak validated the utility of the Health Information Exchange, because what we saw hospitals in EDs reporting was matching what public health was seeing. So this graph shows that the number of cases of people presenting at the ED with influenza-like illness matched very closely with the number of confirmed cases that the health department was seeing. So that was kind of cool. What were our challenges? Well, the WEA has been a challenge for use as a research tool. It was not really set up to capture that kind of data that we wanted to analyze those show rates. There isn't a standardized vocabulary between the different hospital systems, and when you use a free text field for chief complaint, it becomes difficult and challenging to summarize that data in a meaningful way. For our reporting module, the challenge was, well, H1N1 kind of diverted resources so that ICPs and public health and our task force members were not able to collaborate as closely as we had originally planned. And also, we found that the data that public health was allowed to see from the Health Information Exchange was quite restricted from what the ED clinicians were seeing. So we didn't have access to the data dictionary initially and didn't know quite what all the tools were even available for creating this module for ICPs. What's ahead? Well, the ED linking project has been funded through June of 2010. And the MyHealthDirect software, as I said, is going to be investigated to see if it's a possible better tool for getting that data analysis show rates. And then finally, the CD reporting module requirements document has been will be submitted shortly to the board. And as I said, they may decide to proceed with going ahead and actually building that module then. So thank you. And I guess we're taking questions after the next presentation.